Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's fucking delightful. Fucking delightful. Fucking good combination playing. Sliding balls into space. Good. Excellent. You had them on the fucking roll.
Hello, everyone. And welcome to the Rota Report podcast in association with Sun and Community Soup Kitchen. You join us live and direct from the Hilton Hotel Bar after Sunderland's fantastic 2-1 win over Wigan Athletic today. I'm joined by Craig. How we doing?
Knackers. I felt like I kicked every ball there.
Jobs with us. How we doing?
Very good, thank you.
Dunbar.
Hello, everyone.
Good. So, pleased with that, Craig?
Yeah, I think this week we've been told that this is a Wigan side who's going to absolutely piss the league, and this is the worst Sunderland side we've ever seen, and besides the first 10 minutes, we were absolutely outstanding. I thought Wigan did not do anything to warrant even being in a discussion to be rival promotion contenders with us. I think Lyndon Gooch absolutely tore them to shreds every chance he went forward. And I think the biggest thing that's pleased me is a lot of people have given the recruitment side a bit of stick. They've given Lee Johnson a bit of stick. But it proves today by releasing Max Power and giving Elliot Embleton a go. Because I tell you what, man, Power, he's had a lot of love and the fans give him all of this Max will miss you sort of shit. But the conduct of him on that pitch today, I thought it was a disgrace. So I'm pleased that he no longer plays for our football club. And Charlie Wyke, again, that's why you don't pay Charlie Wyke 10 grand a week. He's had one fluke season and he's gone back to normal.
Do you agree with the crowd, Dunbar? Charlie Wyke fucking shite?
I think, as we were talking about in the bar earlier on, I think it really shows how good Aidan McGeady was last season. When you're pumping McGeady's chances into Charlie Wyke, he scored the relevant amount that you would expect a bang average League One striker to score. And it just shows, he didn't have the service today. What did he get his yellow card for? Did he lash out at Lyndon Gooch?
Who's that way?
Yeah.
It was an elbow, I think.
Yeah. In the second half, and I think I showed the level of frustration. But for me star player was Luke O'Neill in midfield.
I thought O'Neill and Evans were meant today, to be fair.
That tackle right at the end, I think it kind of, there was a lot of question marks whether he could play in the midfield role. And I think he showed a different, he stepped up in levels of commitment. I think we all know he's got the talent and the ability to play in that midfield, but I think we just needed to see that extra bit of commitment, and he really showed that today. I thought he was fantastic.
It's good to see us win loads of second balls today. That was the main thing for me, second balls coming in up the height. For 3 years in League One, we've never done that. We've never went up and won duels against shit players, basically. I mean, it was good to see Corey Evans slot straight in, wasn't it?
He was really good. Slotted in well. As you said, throughout the whole of last season, we never really won the second balls. And then you've got Evans and O'Neill in there. It looked like they really wanted it. Didn't give Power a sniff. To be honest, I was really impressed. Happy with that.
Sam's joined us. Sam Blakey. Did you get served quickly enough there?
Just about, but not as quick as you, Sam.
I elbowed people out of the way. I made sure that I got served first, you see.
Shaved glass. It is star, but I've got it in a Carling glass. I didn't get any discount either.
What do you make of that today, anyways?
I thought it was spot on, really. I mean, I thought the first 10, 15 minutes were nervy. But I think as soon as we got the penalty, we were the better team. I think we saw the difference in class between the centre-forwards today. I'm not just saying that, but I thought Ross Stewart was incredible. I thought Gooch was unbelievable. And like I heard earlier, Luke O'Neill just added that bite in midfield that we haven't had. We've always had the likes of Power Ledbetter, who won't go beyond the halfway line. I thought we all we all got stuck in together for each other today, and it was class, like, in the end.
It was a proper team performance, wasn't it?
We were sat
before a sub was made, seeing, like, who the hell's going to come off, because I don't think anybody played badly today.
No, not at all. I think it maybe is one of the weakest squads we've had, and I think, like you said, we all dug in. I felt like it was me friend playing Dan Neil. I just felt so sorry for him, and every time someone went at him, I wanted him to do well. But you look at that, and I think it was in the first half, or might have been, it was first half, someone got past Dan Neil, and McGeady came storming in and took him out, really, but won the ball, and it was just, they all fought for each other, and I saw Lee Johnson, obviously it's the first time I've seen him, he was jumping around for every ball, and appealing every decision. It was just class, and I think they really got up for the atmosphere. Once we settled down, I think they've got the fans behind them, and they looked up for it, and that's all we want to see, really, is picking up for it.
How good was Callum Doyle today, by the way? I mean, that was it. Can you believe that was his first professional game?
Well, it's one of them where, like, I'm gutted already, because we know there's not a hope in hell's chance of ever signing him permanently,
no
is there?
Chance.
But it was, it felt very similar to watching, like, Johnny Evans all those years ago. Like, he's just so old for his years, isn't he?
Yeah, I said that to these around us. The last time I watched a centre-half like that was probably Johnny Evans.
But 17-year-old, be so composed and calm on the ball. And there was a couple of times where people were leaving things on him. He didn't react to it. He just got on with it. And I think he looks a real class act. So, I mean, long may that continue. Obviously, Bailey Wright came on. So there's a suggestion that he does have a future here, contrary to what's being reported. But I dare say he's the first centre-back on the team sheet from this point forward.
Oh, absolutely. Brilliant. Absolutely. I mean, I think, and you've got to be fair to him, Tom Flanagan actually played very well today. It was as though, I mean, they've played against Charlie White for 3 years in training. They know exactly what he's about. Flanagan gets a lot of stick, and rightly so, a lot of the time. For me today, played fine. Played absolutely fine. There was not one player on the pitch today played poorly. Man of the match, Sam? Is there one you can pick out?
There's a few, but I think Gooch for me. I thought the fact that he was up and down the line all game covering for Winchester, and then the fact he went to right back, and he was up for every header. I think he won about 3 or 4 headers.
Yeah.
And he was in for every tackle, and I think he epitomised the atmosphere today, and I thought he took his chance, and he outshone McGeady in terms of overall play. I thought he was our better winger. So
for me today, probably Ross Stewart gets my man of the match. I think won the penalty, and I think people have got to look at that again, how well he played to win that penalty. He could have just shielded the ball and put his back to goal. He ran at the man and won the penalty, put his body in the way, won it, and then scored a great goal. And other than that, I think he put himself about. He did everything. And I don't want to just turn this into a, like, slagging Charlie White podcast.
No, I do. Go on. Do us. Do us. I'll
help you with that. Like,
but for me, Ross Stewart does everything.
His brother won't be on me.
No. But he done everything that Charlie White doesn't do. He runs the channels. He wins headers. He holds it up. His first touch is brilliant. He scored a header. He can score on the floor. Is there anything he can't do, Craig?
I just thought it was a very sort of mature performance in terms of, I mean, we've mentioned Gooch there, and you mentioned Stewart as well. If you look at the players in their team, where we're talking about, say, maybe Power, and we're talking about Wyke, the amount of times they lost their head when it wasn't going their way. And there was times where, say, it wasn't maybe, you know, the rub of the green coming for Stewart, maybe the first touch wasn't there in the first half at times, but he didn't let it get him down. He didn't let it bog him down. And the same with Lyndon Gooch as well. So when perhaps, you know, Wigan had a small period of ascendancy, we just kept going. But I think we've seen that performance now from Stewart. We've seen it today. We've seen it against Lincoln. He was great last week against Hull. He's a really good striker. And whether he's going to be a man up front by himself or we get someone to play alongside him, he's going to play a huge part of the season. A lot of people said he might not score 30 goals. He's got one already.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Does that shut the doubters up then, Job, do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you said, there's a lot of negativity going in towards the game, and I think this is going to give people a boost as to what's to come. Definitely a good start, and you know, all the negativity about not having any fullbacks, which isn't ideal. I mean, we've coped.
I thought Neil and Winchester were fine today.
Yeah, I mean, Neil was exposed a bit on the right, but you know, he dealt with it
early in the game.
He dealt with it, and I suppose maybe that's why we're being patient with who we're bringing.
This
transfer window's still open, we've still got time. I think we're waiting for the right guys to come in, and hopefully this young lad from Tottenham can get him over the line. I think it'll be positive, and you know, we can utilise players elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, that's all. Smiles from here. Hilton Hotel's full, absolutely ram-packed. So we're going to crack on drinking. Thank you all very much for joining us. We're back tomorrow, I think, with another part. The lads are going to go a bit more in depth. But this one will keep nice and short and sweet, so we'll catch you all later.
Where I'm going, I don't know. Where I'm heading, I ain't certain. All that always I am on my way.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.